Welcome to another edition of the Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. You can also reach us at Twitter, the handle at HireTrust. All right, everyone. Hope you guys are having a great day. I know winter in the Northeast has hit hard here over the last few days. So we hunker down and we do our business and we hope for some warmer weather on the way. What else can we do? It's winter. All right. Great to be talking with you guys. We're going to do a fun issue today, a fun edition or a fun episode. And the theme is, really, dude? What do I mean by that? Well, there's three questions that came up over the last couple of weeks to me where I just kind of had to slap my head and say, really, dude? Is that, are you for real that you're asking that question? And it's not meant to be condescending. It's meant to, and why I want to include a show about it today is because these are questions that people get fooled into asking or maybe just don't know any better because they haven't run a business before. But it gets to the root of a really big problem that I think can help some of you listening avoid some pain along the way and certainly get you in the mindset that will hopefully make your business more successful. So the first one we're going to deal with, and this was a question that came to me by email. I got it directly, and George said, I created an ebook around, I'm not going to give the topic away, but I created an ebook. All right, now where do I sell it? So, you know, really, dude? long before you write an ebook, you should have a very clear picture in your mind of who you're going to sell it to, what problem you're trying to solve with your ebook, and exactly how you're going to sell it and to whom, right? So the very fact that someone's asking that question tells me they're on the wrong track. And it's time to sort of go back to basics, go back to the foundation, rethink their business. So before you even think about creating an ebook, you need to have a clear market and demand in mind. There's no sense even putting a minute of energy into creating your own ebook or your own information product or even content for that matter. Really, until you understand who you're targeting, and I like to use the example of a customer avatar, so you understand sort of the, you know, what is that? Is it a male or female largely? Is it, if it's not male or female differentiated, what is the specific profile of the customer that you're trying to target? And, you know, let's say it's a, you want to talk about health and fitness. Well, that's too broad an audience, so you need to break it down. Are you going to focus on health and fitness for executives, which are largely, you know, maybe 40 to 60-year-olds? Are you going to focus on health and fitness for new moms, which are obviously all female? So get a picture of who it is you're targeting, and, you know, that will guide your ebook development, your information product development. It will guide how you distribute your product, how you sell it, who you sell it to. Everything comes from having a clear picture of your market and your demand. Next, you ideally want to have some content out there. Before you go to, you know, start developing information products, you want to put a little bit of content out there. That could be videos, it could be blogs, it could be articles, it could be some social network profiles that you're building up an audience and some content. And you should have at least some rudimentary tests around sort of the ideas that you have for creating or at least targeting specific problems in the marketplace. So in other words, you know, target some content and see how much response you get. Target some initial squeeze pages and lead generation and see how much response you get. You know, test the market a little bit before you go into product development. And ideally, also when you're developing your own product, if it's an ebook for sale, you want to have some partners in your pipeline. So you want to be sort of contacting some partners about the idea that you're going to produce some content or some ebook products or information products around this area and start, you know, linking up with some partners, maybe interviewing them, maybe just having them in the pipeline to review your product and potentially promote it once it's done. All right. So all that happens before you even release your ebook. You should also have a sales funnel, at least a rudimentary sales funnel. I'm not talking about something really complicated. I'm just talking about, you know, you need to have an idea of how you're going to convert leads into you know, into hotter leads and into sales, right? So how are you going to capture those leads in the first place? And then what sort of drip system are you going to use on them in the sales funnel? Could, to start off with, it could be just a, you know, a 3 to 5 part email sequence. It could be a couple of videos that you run them through. It doesn't have to be anything complicated, but it should be in line with what the problem is that you're targeting and the desire, right? You should have thought out sort of a launch plan. What, and again, I don't want to, you know, as important as preparation and planning is, doing is a lot more important. So any one of these, I don't mean to get caught up in it for weeks at a time and delay the launch of your product, but you should have at least a basic launch plan. So, you know, step A, that you've got some content developed around it. Step B, that you have maybe a few partners in place. And step C, that you've tested maybe a few sales pages or sales messages. And then D is your actual launch, right? And as part of that, I would hope that you'd have a few testimonials, a few case studies, things like that. Those are, you know, relatively easy to develop. And if you want sort of fast track information on how to get this done, over at infomarketerzone.com, that's where we post a lot of our tools, techniques, strategies, and week by week trainings on how to get this, you know, fast track this entire process. All right. And then finally, you really don't want to start writing an information product until you have an outline. And that demands that you have a obviously an ultimate purpose for your ebook and how you're going to help someone do have be become some sort of transformation that you're going to help someone with in their life. And you need to outline your ebook. Even if that takes a couple hours, it saves you tons of time, days, if not weeks in the future. So it's time well spent, right, in terms of outlining your ebook. So, you know, I hope now you can see when someone asks, you know, I've created an ebook, where do I sell it? Well, really, dude? All right. Next question that falls into this category. You know, I get this all the time. Like, how do I go about getting, or I'm looking for cheap traffic? Cheap traffic. Really, dude? Do you really want, first of all, let's do away with a common misnomer. There is no such thing as free traffic, right? So, yes, you can get traffic without paying for it, but you're putting time into it. You're producing content. You're producing social posts. You're posting on forums. Whatever the mechanism is that you're getting so-called, and I'm putting quotation marks if you can't see me, free traffic is never free. And when you sum total, you know, how many hours you spend on generating free traffic, it can actually get quite expensive. So, now, the other thing about free traffic, again, in quotation marks, is that it tends to be, it's very, very difficult to be extremely targeted with your free traffic. And so you end up to be banging your head on the wall and spending a lot of time and effort getting maybe more traffic than you would get using other mechanisms. But at the end of the day, it converts at a lower point. Now, I'm not an advocate of also just paying for traffic. The way I usually approach markets is when I launch a product, I launch it with a combination of some content that's getting some initial free traffic where I can test my conversion tools, understanding that you're going to get a lower conversion anyway, but still, you'd like to see in the 1% to 2% range with free traffic. So if you're converting at something like, you know, 0.01 or 0.02%, or even less in a lot of cases, then you got some work to do. You got some honing in on your message to do before you would ever bring any paid traffic to bear on the market. And then second, you know, it helps you sort of get some initial champions, some initial traffic to your site, some initial momentum. And then I like to augment that with partner traffic. And so partner traffic can technically be free because they're sending it to you for free. Again, you're spending effort on going and finding those partners and building tools for them and building the content that they would typically drive their traffic to. But, you know, again, it's usually a better return on your time because it tends to be more targeted. It's warm traffic instead of cold traffic and tends to convert a little bit better. And then you make your way into some paid advertising. Now, you can go into paid advertising right away, but you really got to know what you're doing in terms of limiting your liability and testing smartly. What I like to do is do a little bit of free traffic up front, produce some content, get, you know, anywhere from sort of 5,000 to 10,000 unique visitors to the site so I can assess, you know, is what I'm doing in the ballpark or not. Send some partner traffic, assuming that you're in the ballpark. Right. Otherwise, you got to go sort of go back and tune your sites and your messaging and sort of go back to another you know, anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 uniques just to be able to see if your new messaging is going to work any better. And then you start sending some partner traffic, and that really starts to, you should start to see, you know, 2, 4, 5% or higher conversion rates. And if you're not, then again, there's something wrong, either a mismatched partner traffic profile or your message to market match in terms of your landing pages, et cetera, are way off. So again, we go through a lot of this inside infomarketerzone.com. It's really not that complicated, but pretty critical to how you would make money and turn traffic into profit. But let me just give you this example. Would you rather have, you know, 1,000 visitors in so-called free traffic a day, but getting, say, a 0.02% conversion rate, which means you're getting about a sale a day of whatever it is you're selling? You know, if that's a $27, $47, $97 ebook, then you can do the math, right? It's decent, but imagine if you're getting 1,000 visitors a day, you've put a ton of effort and a lot of time and literally thousands of dollars of your own time into generating that free traffic, and who knows how long it will last. Or would you rather have 200 visitors a day of higher targeted traffic, either from partners, paid advertising, or very specific lead gen campaigns, where it, say, converts at 3 or 4%, and there you're getting, you know, 6 to 8 sales a day. And, you know, again, you can do the math. If it's a $47, $97 product, it's a pretty nice profit margin, even if you're paying for that traffic. You know, you can still make a much better ROI on that paid traffic than you would ever make on the free traffic, right? So, you know, keep that sort of concept in your mind. And whenever you're thinking of cheap traffic or free traffic, it really isn't cheap or free in most cases. I'm all for developing content and but you got to do it smartly. You got to do it targeted in the right places and bring in a certain amount of traffic, use that for testing, and then develop, you know, at some point you want to evolve and develop your content much more for warm traffic coming in for partners and from ads, and make sure you're converting that traffic at a much higher rate so you can really scale your business. So I hope that makes sense. Any questions on any of that, hit me up at @HireTrust on Twitter. I would be happy to elaborate on that or even cover it in another show, because it's a pretty important topic. All right. Third sort of really dude moment that I had in the last 2 weeks is people that post, I want to work online. What should I do? I want to work online. What business should I start? I want to work online. You know, why is it great to work online? And I'm like, really, dude, you know, it's not about working online so much as, do you want to start a business or not, right? You can work online in most jobs. I mean, negotiate with your boss in a career to work from home. Hey, you're working online, right? You got a little bit more control over your schedule. You're able to have a bit more independence. You can work from home, a little more flexibility in your schedule. You're working from home. Great. And you got a reliable salary. Well, if that's what you're really after, then you know, you don't need to start a business. But if what you're really talking about when you say work online is, do you want to start a business? Well, dude, you know, stop talking about working online and start talking about, how do I start a business? And if, you know, every business today has an online component, and in some business it's entirely online, like Amazon. In other businesses, it's sort of half and half or even just 25%. But all of those businesses, right, have a viable foundation of a business idea. And I want you to head over to the blog, actually, hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. And there is a new blog post I posted in the last week around this concept of making sure that you're planning a sound business. And then your online component of that is really just, how do you distribute and market your product? Too many people I see are reversing that whole concept. They're thinking, well, I can jump online and there's some magical way that that's going to turn into a business. Well, it doesn't. You've got to have a sound business, you know, a target market. You've got to have value proposition. You've got to have a need, desire, want that you're focusing on. You have to have a well thought out product offering, whether it's selling someone else's product or your own. And then you've got to have some way of differentiating yourself in the market, and then a whole marketing campaign around how you reach that customer. And that could very well be a combination of offline and online. You don't want to necessarily limit yourself to online if you can reach them offline. But, you know, so I urge everyone listening to this not to get caught up in the hype machine that you can somehow go online and start either blogging, or you can start CPA, or you can start a website, or you can start some kind of YouTube channel, or you can start, you know, and suddenly magically make money, you know, other than a hobby income off some ad revenue potentially. But really, that's sort of a couple hundred bucks a month at the very most. And most people won't even do that. So if you're serious about really starting a business, then learn about starting businesses. Don't just spend all your time trying to figure out what technique, tactic, or strategy you would use online. You can get to that once you've got a viable business. Then sure, online is a great way to ramp up reaching your audience and in a very cost-effective way, and converting more leads to customers and making a ton of money. But it's all based on having a sound business idea and business concept. So I hope that was useful. I hope you got the messages clearly. And I think it was a bit of a fun way to do it today. But really, you know, I do slap my forehead sometimes with some of these questions, because it tells me that people are getting the wrong messages. And I hope I was able to correct a little bit of that. I hope, you know, you get this today. Certainly, if you have alternative viewpoints or if you have questions around this, reach out at the blog, HireTrust Marketing/blog, or hit me up at HireTrust on Twitter, on the Twitter machine. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Until the next edition, thanks for listening today. Bye-bye for now.